What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? No.
Totes.
No, it goes on the podcast.
When Baron was trying to get his beauty sleep and is stretched to the god's face.
Yeah.
Baron.
You were stretching it to the gods on Dr. P's penis.
No, he was stretching me to the gods.
Oh. That's one thing I wanted to ask you is I didn't get to ask you on the Vegas show. Was Big Fatty that you met in person, Big Fatty, the same person you imagined him to be when you like listened to his show? I know you don't really listen to it, but the episodes that you listened, were you expecting the same person? Oh my God.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I know you don't really listen to it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1919 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, Big Fatty, you fucking up the tooth of June 2015, yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
What's more about last weekend? Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Moonies. Big Fatty, drop your pants. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday the tooth is going well. Y'all, you're Moonies today because y'all today. Today it's the full moon. Big Fatty. Y'all, you know that brings out the crazies. Yes, Big Fatty. Boy, does it ever. Y'all just be prepared. Yes, Big Fatty, be prepared. Y'all, I gotta tell you, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I talked to the hats, and then I was on the State of the Station, and we'll give a little more information about what happened on the State of the Station little show a little bit later. But y'all, let's finish talking about last weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now before I go any further, you know, Ming Keen, who was involved in the mugging and subsequent arm twisting and breaking down there when he was in the Argentina, y'all, he sent me an e-letter, and he just says, "Hey, Big Freddy, just want to thank you for the kind words on Friday's little show, most appreciated. Flew in and went to the hospital, and after 6 hours, they determined that they could not do surgery. Was too bad. Needed a specialist to do it on Monday. Has been a horrible, horrible weekend of pain, but they gave me good pain medication. Have to go tomorrow for it. Would type more, but hard to do with just the left hand. Just wanted to say thank you for the shout out." And I appreciate all of you who have kept Ming Keen in your thoughts, and I know a couple of you have went over and donated to the GoFundMe page that that his friends up there in the Washington D.C. Set up for him, and he's just a sweet man, and I just want to give a personal thanks to everyone who had him in their thoughts, and y'all, I want to give a special thank you also to that Peter G, because y'all, you know, that Peter G, if you listen to the Lotzel, he is very much against these GoFundMe campaigns, and I can understand his point on this on many occasions. But y'all, I gotta say, he was very quick to bring it to people's attentions about Ming Keen, and he met Ming Keen last year out there at the Pride 48, and I think this is a true testament to the good person that both Peter G and Ming Keen are. So a special thank you to Peter. Yes, Big Fatty, now talk about the weekend. Okay, I'm sorry. Y'all, I forgot to mention that Saturday afternoon I went out to the mailbox here at the Fat Villa, and there was something in the villa mailbox. Big Fatty, you got it right.
Make a wish, wish
Yeah, I guess y'all, there was a package, and y'all, I just didn't get a chance to open it on yesterday's little show, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you a little bit more about Gus Chad's little book. Gus Chad sent me a nice little note. Big Fatty, you don't have to say you sent a nice note. Oh, well, I just sent him a little e-letter thanking him for the little book. And he says, "I'm sorry you couldn't read my handwriting." And I said, "No, it wasn't your handwriting. It's just I didn't have a light on, and y'all, I couldn't see." And so anyway, but y'all, the package that was in the Villa mailbox, y'all, is from that Gavin. It is from that Gavin. You know, he was the number one fan of the BFO in Big Petty. When was it? It was 2009, 10, I think 2011. Yes, no. 12, because I think Joe in Dallas was before. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we're going to open it up. Oh, Big Fatty's a cat in there. Now, y'all, it's a cat. And y'all, we're going to open it up. We're going to see what it says right here. Bird Fatty, this is lovely. And y'all, it's a... Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's a pop-up cat. And it says, "Congratulations on your new home, love, Jim and Gavin." Big Fatty, this is lovely. And y'all, it pops up. Oh, look at this. This is the cutest thing. Y'all, I've never seen anything like this. And y'all, it folds into it pops out into a triangle. And y'all, there's a gate. And y'all, I'll have to take a picture. Yes, Big Fatty, you'll have to take a picture. But y'all, that is Jim and Gavin. That is the cutest thing. I've never seen such a thing like that. And it's got a little picket fence. Big Fatty, don't pick at it, but you'll get infected. No, picket fence, not picket. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes, it is. And anyway, thank you for the can. But let's just see what else is in the package. Yes, Big Fatty. And what else is in the package? Big Fatty, look at it. What? Y'all, it's something bacon. It says, "Dear bacon lover, Big Fatty, that's you." And y'all, it says, what's got here? It's little stickers on here. It says, "Smell the bacon, Big Fatty, Miss Bacon." I don't know if it. I'm scratching. Oh, it does smell like bacon, Big Fatty. It does, as opposed to smell Miss Bacon, Big Fatty. But y'all, let's just see what we got here. We got some bacon salt. And, oh, Big Fatty, and, oh, dear gussy, and bacon and waffle candle. Oh, that sounds delicious. And what is this? This is a bacon, bacon salt, bacon hickory salt, malt salt. Big Fatty, you're going to get all salty. Old salty. Big Fatty, old salty. That's you, Big Fatty, old salty. I suppose so. But y'all, let's just see what this says here. It says, "Dear bacon lover, welcome to the future of sleep. We give you the bacon scented pillowcase." The bacon scented pillowcase. We we commend you on your good taste in sleeping accessories, or your good taste in the friend or family member that purchased this for you. You must have been really good this year. These pillowcases aren't just beautiful. The wording on them smells like bacon frying on a Sunday morning. Your sweet bacony sleep experience may or may not have the following effects: make you dream of happy things like bacon for breakfast or bacon grease wrestling. Big Fatty, kick your overnight digestive system system into high gear and make you lose weight. Try not to eat your pillowcase. Sleep better and be happier than you've ever been in your life. Dramatically increase your intelligence and high brain functioning. Big Fatty, I hope it's that one. Increase your sleep drool on your pillowcase. Big Fatty, it'll be that one. Make it easier to wake up in the morning in anticipation of brofkus. Like you've been fired out of a bacony cannon. Bacon pillowcases scent should last between 6 and 12 months and multiple wash cycles with normal care. Care instructions include not ironing, eating, or detonating, or using scented detergent, and to wash separately in warm water and air tumble dry. Be ready. Y'all, this is just... Gavin and Jim, this is the... I've never heard of a bacon pillowcase. Beh. Oh, y'all, it does smell like bacon. Big Fatty, that's lovely. And that is sweet bacon, sweet bacony dreams, it says. Big Fatty, you'll have to take a picture of that, too. I will indeed. Gavin and Jim, y'all, Big Fatty, they're as crazy as you are. It's true, they probably are. So, Big Fatty, you're not prepared. I'm not prepared. But Gavin and Jim, thank you so much for the... For the kid and the bacon pillowcase. Yes, Big Fatty, I want to use it tonight. And Squeaky does too. Y'all, I'm going to go back over here and talk about Gus Chad's little book. Y'all, there are all kind of pages in here, and I'm going to take some pictures of these. It has Brother Sinatus and Moose P in it, and Miss Beaver and the Good Humor Penguin. Guru Nudie, Big Fatty, isn't he from Tampa? He is, and the Laughing Buddha, and Old Vader, and the Jalopy, the Pineapple Princess, and the Old Gal. We got Princess Hana and the Boy Genius, Big Fatty. We've got Rob 1 and Rob 2, and Big Fatty, is that me and Squeaky Kitty in there? It is, and I'm not sure who that is in the. In the leather harness, yes, Big Fatty, he's got on his jock strap too, y'all. Then there's Daniel and Adam, and the kids from the Cocktails and Kerfuffles, Joey and Wendy, and the giant Donna Sugars. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, there's just all kind of pages in here. Wait a minute, this one's sticking together. Y'all, then there's Christina and Nicole and Zombie Girl TJ. And Larry, y'all. Then there's a Straight Bob and Artie Grosser. Then there's the kids from the Underpants Show. Yes, Big Fatty, the Turnip Head and Urban Gatio. Yes. And then there's the All About Med boys. And then there's Dr. Stone. Yes, Big Fatty. And then there's Stevie B singing the Bulgarian national anthem with his pants off. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm gonna take pictures of these. It may take a couple of days before I get them all posted or something. But Gus Chad, thank you so much. They're absolutely, absolutely incredible. The amount of effort and love that goes into that. So Big Fatty, get back on to the weekend update. I will. Y'all, after the Stick It With a Poke on Saturday night, y'all went out to the Connections, and Durwood was there, and Granny was there, and let's see who else was there. A couple of other folks, and y'all, I handed out invitations to the Fat Villa housewarming party. And y'all, if any of you are gonna be in the Charleston area on the 27th of June, let Big Fatty know, and I'll get you an invitation. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, then afterwards, came home, and Sunday morning, y'all, Granny sent me a testimony. Big Fatty, you awake? I said, yes. And Granny came out here to the Fat Villa the first time by himself. Y'all, got lost as hell. He had the cellular telephonic device telling him how to get here, but he he was, you know, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's really not that difficult. But leave it to Granny. But y'all, we went and had broth because Granny bought me breakfast. Yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely. And we had broth because then we went to the Walmart. And did a little shopping. Granny was looking for some larger shirts to wear over for the hot dog weekend, and then we went over to the Sam's Club, and Big Fatty picked up a couple of things over there. Y'all got some more of the sangria. It was just lovely. And I got me some solid. And y'all, they have the rotisserie chickens out there. I picked up some rotisserie ribs and got the good coffee. And I bought some pineapple spears. And y'all, I found some little paper plates and matching napkins to have. For the housewarming hoot nanny. So it'll be yes! So anyway, that's what we did. Y'all then came back here to the Fat Village, y'all, and Granny said, I want to try some of that sangria. So y'all, I poured him a little bit. Granny didn't like wine per se, but y'all, I poured him some sangria, and y'all, he ended up leaving with a bottle of it. So I gotta say, I think the Granny may be coming. Yes, Big Fatty, he's coming around the bend. So that was that, y'all. Then I talked to the Hats on Sunday evening, and y'all, then it was. Time for the state of the station. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, first of all, I want to let you know that the State of the Station show that was recorded on a Sunday night, May the 31st, has already been posted over there at the Pride 48, and it's in the iTurds feed for Pride 48. So, y'all, if you missed it and would like to hear it, go over there and take a listen. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we mainly talked about the June 19th through 21st event. And a couple of important things that came up during that. We initially had asked all podcasts that wanted to participate to let us know by the 12th. But, y'all, we've moved that back to this coming Friday the 5th because, first of all, I think we've heard from most everybody. But we thought that most little shows would like to promote when their time slot's going to be. And if we waited until the 12th, it didn't really give a lot of shows much time to get that word out. So we backed it up to the 5th. Then, so if you're interested in podcasting, or if you know a little show that might be interested in podcasting, have them send an e-letter to BigFatty@Pride48.com telling me they're just interested in participating. Then on Friday night, the 5th, y'all, we're going to send out an e-letter with a time slot request. You put your first, second, and third choices. We give you a block to choose from, and those will be due on Monday, the 8th of June. Yes, Big Fatty! Dear Gussie, and y'all, the other thing is that... If there are any little shows that are interested in doing 30-minute shows rather than an hour of live broadcasting, just let us know. And y'all, all the broadcasting will begin on that weekend at 7:45 p.m. in the evening Eastern on the 19th of June. We'll have a 15-minute opening show and then go right into the little shows that evening. So y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely full moon too, I say, Tuesday. Big Fatty, I hope we get a good night's sleep on that bacon pillowcase, I know. And y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard Big Ricky from the Stinky Orangutans. And Big Ricky, what do you think most people say about the Stinky Orangutans?
I know you don't really listen to it.
Oh, Big Fatty, you talk all over the top of him. You're not prepared.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.